Let's go to Washington now. Todd Zwillick, you're on the line?
Yeah, hey, John.
So I got a question for you.
Yep.
If there's a deal to prevent the shutdown of the government and the two various factions within the GOP can come to an agreement on budget cuts that averts a showdown or a shutdown, will Congressman Steve King of Iowa be happy about that or sad?
I think the chances of Congressman Steve King of Iowa voting for any deal with Barack Obama and Harry Reid that John Boehner could make or trying to convince anyone else to vote for it are almost zero.
Right, remote, so Todd Zwillick says zero. No. We will ask the congressman when he joins us a little later in this segment. But Todd Zwillick, tell us about the state of the negotiations right now between the GOP leadership, which seems to be having a difficult time convincing Tea Party newbies there in the caucus to go along with any deal.
Well, as the war of words raged yesterday and we talked about each side blaming the other for a potential shutdown, talks were continuing. There is a number now that's being put out by both sides starting to coalesce around the idea of a deal. That number is $33 billion, John, for cutting from the federal budget right now. Now, that's only a number that both sides have agreed to work off of. That doesn't say where the $33 billion comes from, exactly from what accounts, what programs. Both sides are far apart on that. And it says nothing of policy riders, defunding the EPA. Republicans like Congressman King insist on defunding Barack Obama's health care law. That's a non-starter for Democrats. Defunding Planned Parenthood. There are dozens of others. There's not a lot of agreement on that other stuff. And both sides say there's no agreement until everything's agreed to, but they have a number, and that's something.
And let's talk with let's get some Tea Party voices in here. You spoke with Lisa Miller, founder of a Washington, D.C.-based Tea Party group called Tea Party WDC about the compromise yesterday. Here's what Lisa Miller had to say.
I think it will reflect very badly on the Republicans if they don't get some substantial cuts and roll back at least that which has been grown in the past 2 years.
I mean, here's the trade-off, Todd Zwillick. Boehner has to decide whether getting sufficient budget cuts are going to play better politically and nationally as we head into the 2012 election cycle, or if a government shutdown, averting a government shutdown, plays as a more responsible political position going into the 2012 election cycle.
Well, that's true, but the question also is it depends on what the definition of sufficient is. And what does Lisa Miller exactly mean? The Tea Party has been insistent, and John Boehner's right flank has been insistent on the full value of cuts, $31 billion. Keep in mind, here's something that's kind of interesting. This number, $33 billion, that we're now talking about the outlines of a deal, this was the original number for cutting that the Republican leadership wanted, and it was the one they proposed and drove Democrats crazy. It was the Tea Party, the conservatives, who yanked them to the right and said, no, we want to double it. And that's how the cut became 61, the Republican position now. So Democrats have come back to the old Republican position and still face a revolt on their right to not be able to pass this deal on the House floor without substantial, huge numbers of Democrats voting to support it. It's possible they won't have enough Republicans to pass it on their own. And then what does the Tea Party think of that deal? What do they think of a budget-cutting deal that's so weak in their eyes that lots and lots of Democrats have to vote for it to pass it? And by the way, Harry Reid and Chuck Schumer like it too.
Well, Harry Reid likes it because he predicted long, long ago that the Tea Party would go the way of, you know, maybe the, you know, don't tread on me, the flag from the revolutionary days. He says that now that we've had several months of positive economic news, and he said this back in January, the Tea Party may simply go away. Listen to Harry Reid.
The Tea Party was born because of the economy. The economy is probably the worst it's ever been, except for maybe the Great Depression. The Tea Party will disappear as soon as the economy gets better.
So is good economic news making John Boehner nervous as these budget negotiations stretch out longer and longer?
I don't think you can necessarily say that. Harry Reid has always been very dismissive of the Tea Party. That's kind of his style. But the Tea Party seems to be confronting for the first time the realities of how things get done in Washington, D.C. Remember, they didn't only run on cutting budgets. They ran on no more Washington deals, no more insider deals that compromise our principles. Well, that may be just what this deal is. Now, does it mean that the Tea Party is going away in terms of influence? They have over 50 members in the House of Representatives. That's remarkable. And this isn't the last we're going to hear from them. John Boehner, if he's making this deal, knows that he has other fights to fight to satisfy the Tea Party if he can.
Well,
they have to vote on raising the debt limit, John, and lots of other big things.
But in this battle, which is the more likely sort of bit of bounty that will satisfy the Tea Party, even in the short term? Is it a particular budget-cutting number? Is it a sacrificial lamb? Some government agency gets defunded? Or is it the, you know, more about the sort of arcane debt limit?
It's a combination of all those things. They're not talking debt limit right now on this particular deal. Many of them have said if the number is not $61 billion cut immediately, I'm voting no. Others have said if it's not $61 billion plus defunding Planned Parenthood and what they call Obamacare disparagingly, I'm voting no. Others have said, well, I'm nuanced. I have to see how big the number is and where it comes from.
Do people really say that? I'm nuanced?
Actually, one or two
I'm
of them
nuanced.
Well, it's not a very Tea Party-like word for most of them, but the position that not all of them are hard and fast on, you know, putting their fist down on what they need, but most of them, I think, if John Boehner brings back a number that's $33 billion without defunding the health care law, most of them are going to vote no and encourage others to do so.
Are most lawmakers going to get nuanced and head off to the baseball game today?
It is raining cats and dogs here. Celeste is right. I think opening day is going to be a washout, but there is a big Tea Party rally on the Hill, so that'll be our opening day.
All right, so your position, Todd Zwillick, is Congressman Steve King will say no to a deal, right?
I would bet a dollar on it.
All right, we're going to talk to him a little bit later.
Full
Congressman
dollar.
Steve King will join us in a moment. Todd Zwillick, takeaway Washington correspondent in Washington, D.C.
A dollar doesn't seem like a risk to me.
All right, so back to Washington, back to Capitol Hill. Congressman Steve King joins us from the nation's capital. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. I appreciate it this morning.
Sure. We already know that John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, your Republican leader there in the House of Representatives, is talking to Democrats about a deal. Todd Zwillick, moments ago on this program, predicted that you would vote no on any deal with Democrats to keep the government operating. True or false?
Well, I think it depends on what Democrats might agree to. I can tell you what I would agree to. $61.5 billion in cuts and no funding to Obamacare and Planned Parenthood. I would vote for a deal like that. And I said I would, but I also said without that, I'll be a no.
And I think, Todd, that fairly reflects your position that Congressman Steve King is in no mood to compromise, yes?
I'm not in the mood to compromise on those points, but the dollar figure is not a principle. If that should slide up or down $5 billion or so, that wouldn't be necessarily a deal breaker with me, provided we get the language, especially on Obamacare. And I've said to Mike Pence, I'll follow you on the Planned Parenthood funding. If Mike wants to pitch a fight on that, I'll stand with him. But I'm not backing up on Obamacare. If we fund Obamacare, and this is the maximum leverage point, there was no point in even having any rhetoric for the last year about eliminating the funding for Obamacare with a new Republican majority if we're not going to do that. And
but
so
Congressman,
this is our chance, and there is no other chance.
But is it possible that you're running the risk of holding to a position in light of the fact that circumstances have changed? We've had almost 6 months of positive economic news. We're not looking at the same situation when you were running for Congress as we are today. And maybe this is a moment to say, actually, maybe we could afford Obamacare.
Nothing's changed Obamacare in the last 6 months, except the polls are just as strong as they ever were for repeal. We understand now, I think, more about the real costs of Obamacare, double counting, $2.6 trillion in outlays in the first full decade. It's still unconstitutional. It's still unsustainable. And it still does all the bad things that I've said for over a year and a half now. So this is a fundamental principle about the destiny of America. And if we don't succeed in shutting off the funding to implement it, even with a Republican majority that we could win in 2012 in the Senate and a Republican president, it might be very difficult to undo this I call it the malignant tumor. It just keeps growing down into our society, and they're aggressively implementing Obamacare.
Let me ask you, Congressman, what's the purpose of sticking to that position when you know that it most likely couldn't pass the Senate, and President Obama has already said he wouldn't sign a budget that defunded the health care plan?
Well, I guess if I took the other side of that argument and would say that I would be trying to find a position that they would support, then there wouldn't be any point in having a position at all.
All right, Congressman, then how many shutdowns of the government will you accept before you can say to your constituents, all right, I've done enough here?
Well, here's the point is that I'm for funding all of the legitimate functions of government in a fiscally responsible fashion and put that over to the Senate. It wouldn't be me shutting it down or John Boehner or the House. It would be actually the president.
But you want a couple of votes where you can express that you're not going to compromise, which will result in a shutdown of the government. Is it one shutdown, two shutdowns? How many are you going to go for here?
I don't think they come in numbers. I think they come in length, and the pressure of the public will decide. This will be decided in the court matter of public opinion. And I think that I'm right on this, and I think the public will stick with me.
All right. Congressman Steve King definitely rolling the dice on a government shutdown. Republican representative from Iowa. Anything surprise you there, Todd?
Well, no, not really. I still think I'm going to take my dollar.
Todd Spilley gets a dollar from the takeaway. He's our takeaway Washington correspondent.